evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It is Thursday night, and it is the 24th day of October, 2019. And as we sit here, ladies and gentlemen, I can just not do anything but think about all of the stuff since 2004 when I first came on, and Brother Quayle and had me on as a guest, and we talked, and we'd never ever met each other personally, by the way. Never met in person. And yet all these years, I call him my friend, and he also is the one who put me on the air. And what he did is he made it okay for me to come back to the Lord Jesus. And that was the most wonderful gift Steve ever gave me. And I've listened to him from just about the very beginning when he was first on. And I tell you what, there's power in the blood of Jesus. And with respect to Brother Quayle, I'm going to tell you he is a good watchman and has been one for all these years. If you have an opportunity, you might want to check into his weekly or monthly podcast that he's doing. I think it's $10 a month. You go to stevequayle.com. Click on his thing there and get that. But I'm going to tell you what. I've been reading, because of a question from the scholar from Temecula. About certain types of evil spirits, demons, different types of things. I went back and I got Steve Quayle's Angel Wars book, Past, Present, and Future. Tremendous quality book. If you've never seen this, there's whole articles on Islam's fifth column, foot soldiers of the Antichrist, what ghosts and aliens are demons. And it's just like all kind of stuff. Ancient chimera and all of the things from mythology that may come back again. I mean, it's just incredible. If you don't have an understanding of this stuff, and I would tell you, though, that what you need to focus on primarily, though, is Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven. Because it is by them that you will have any chance in the future whatsoever. And you might think you're beyond assistance of the Lord Jesus or our Father in heaven. But let me tell you, no matter how far you're backslid or what you've done, what have you got to lose? Ask them to come into your heart. Repent of your sins. And some say, well, Hawk, you're not supposed to say that. That's all wrong and blah, 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 blah. It is by the grace of God. But if you do repent and there is repentance in your heart and you are sorry, then why not get that off your chest? And who better to tell than Lord Jesus himself? And ask him to come into your heart to be your Savior. Because our Father in heaven sent his only begotten Son, Lord Jesus, down to this planet, who died on the cross, was risen, in order to provide you that your sins would be washed away by his blood. If you believeth on him and accept him in your heart as your Savior, then that is what's going to get you everlasting life in heaven. He also gives you and extends to you certain promises and powers. I've read to you many times out of John 14. Let me read it one more time. Because what we're getting ready to do, we're on the verge of civil war in this country. Even when they do the surveys and stuff, 7 or 8 out of 10 say that it looks like we're coming to civil war. And now people are starting to get it a little bit. But when I see the videos, like Millie Weaver, I believe, for Alex Jones, she's at the protest that's up in front of Trump's hotel in New York City. Well, I look and see those people, and I see outright communists. I see, you know, people that would have been in the 20s, part of the Trotsky crowd, you know. And I see also that the powers that be, i.e. Soros and probably Rothschild above them, who are the ones that created communism, who are the ones that first grabbed on to, you know, Marx and put all of the stuff, you know, out there. Why? So they could control the proletariat, you see. But they would do it as commissars, as those who were the brave people who took over the responsibility of the whole society. Well, let me tell you, you're going to need what Lord Jesus has promised to you. And he says right here, believest thou not that I am in the Father and the Father in me? John 14:10. And incidentally, I'm one of the few people who actually reads the Bible on air. So when people now say to me, Hawk, you are leading people astray. Well, then, yeah, I'm leading people astray by reading what Jesus has to say right out of a Bible. I'm sitting here in front of me. Well, then that's your thought. Well, then you need to check yourselves out. Believest thou not that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. And verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And then he says, and whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. And if ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If ye love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. And I will not leave you comfortless, I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more, but ye see me. Because I live, ye shall live also. And at that day ye shall know that I am in the Father, and ye in me, and I in you. And he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself to him. That's, you want to see Lord Jesus? Well, read what that has to say. Read it to your children. Tell them the truth. Read them Matthew 24. Read them Luke 21. And oh, I tell you, we're fixing to get into some real stuff. And in California, you know, all the people out there, they're turning off the power again. And I've talked, there's a shortage of a lot of generators in California. A lot of people can't get them. Because California has a different generator. It's a California-only item. So I was thinking, I was telling somebody today earlier, maybe, and God bless all those who got them, and my good friends up there who were near the Paradise Fire, God bless you up there. And may the Lord protect you against all evil and the fires again and whatever's getting ready to happen in California. And to all those up there, the ones, the good people, I'm not going to say names on air, but you know who you were today that I talked with about it. And I recommend it perhaps if you can't get one, try Harbor Freight. And then I was saying, well, Harbor Freight, it's been 14 days. They still haven't gotten it yet. So then I think what you better do if you're in California, if you can get in a car, See if maybe, if depending on where you're at, maybe you can drive. Maybe you can drive to Vegas, and maybe they've got them on the hook. And buy a licensed, you know, generator. Those are probably all gone. But just get you something. They've got on their current Harbor Freight book, their catalog, it just came out, inventory closeout. I think it's page 34. They have two different inverter generators, tremendous quality. Those 2,000-watt super quiet inverters, 12-hour runtime, only 61 decibels noise level. And you can put those in a tandem together with a kit. Or 11-hour runtime, 57 decibel, a Predator type, they call it, the 3,500-watt. Super quiet, it's equivalent to basically, from what they're saying in the stats, to about a $2,000 Honda generator. Get that Predator. And then they show from a $259 on about a 4,000 watt, you know, on up into the, let's see, what's the next level up? I got it right here. $299, $329, and then you've got, you know, $649, $699. You get on up into the bigger ones that are like up to 9,000 watts, but if you just need a little bit, you may want to run, just as my one friend said, they're running the pump, the water pump, they're running the refrigerator and the freezer. And then I'm going to tell you, if you've got candles and lamp oil, you can do with that as long as you got your food not spoiling. And you can also charge batteries. And then there's all kind of other tricks. When you've got them, charge up extra batteries with the stuff. And you can also get those 4-in-1 or 3-in-1 kind of things where they will have lights and they can also pump up the tires in your car or jumpstart your vehicle with those. Those have battery power in them. Keep them charged. Also, you have the lanterns and the lights that you can keep charged up with the Cobb lighting that lasts for a long time. And I'm telling you, you're going to have to start thinking about acting as your own supply sergeant, you see. But more than that, think about it in this way. If a civil war blasts out, or they all of a sudden, all the lights go off in the United States with a power grid down, EMP, or with the power grid down, EMP, from the sun, or if they turn all the power off, it won't necessarily hit your cars and your other computers, but if they turn it off, batteries aren't going to get charged real easily, but what's going to happen is the banks, the stock markets, everything is going to go ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba, going to go bye-bye, and they're going to say, well, I got the much.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, they don't want me to talk about this subject tonight. Don't want you to know about all these things, that you need to get generators. They don't want you to know about what Lord Jesus has to say. They don't want you to know because they're a Lucy scumbag, son of a bucks, working for Lucifer himself. And those people, the Rothschilds, the Soroses, all of those people like that who are coming after you, the Obamas, the Valerie Jarretts, who run the minions, all of the labor types, the communist types who are fomenting all of this stuff, and not only in this country, but around the world, and financing it. I read about all the time, you know, who is paying what. And I look at those people in New York City in front of Trump saying, I know they're making $20 an hour, and they probably got overtime, you know. Probably making more than a whole lot of people out there listening to this tonight, you know what I'm saying. So, ladies and gentlemen, you'd better get all of these things. And if you have to drive to Las Vegas or drive to Phoenix and get you one that's not a California regulation deal, then you get you any kind that you can get, all right? And I'm going to tell you what. I'm seeing also that food, water, filtration, purification, all of these things are going to be necessary, so necessary. And in terms of being your own supply sergeant, think about it in this way. If the power grid goes down and the banks go and your 401ks and the IRAs and the stock market accounts and whatever you got, I don't care if you got the stock certificates on the hood, which nobody does really anymore. And so you say, well, I got bearer bonds, you know? Well, bearer bonds have been popular since the days of Nazi Germany and all of that. Whoever bears the bonds could cash them any place in the world and no questions asked, okay? Clip the coupon and get the money or just trade them. But I'm going to tell you what, if there's nobody to trade to, then it's going to be whoever has the commodities. So if you think about out there, if you think about in terms of an old-time general store or trading post out on the old prairie or in the old woods or at the seashore or whatever, and if you think about that and all of the items that they would have had at the general store or the trading post and where people could bring in game and trade it for, coffee or whatever it might be. And if you had some people who went out and did scarifying 101 or what do you call it, hunting up stuff out in the field, you know, where you go out and just see what's around. Because it's going to become like that. Because at a certain point in time, there's going to be people dying, you know. And when the lights go out, just from like an EMP, if they knock the lights out and knock the fire grid down and take out the cars, within 1 year of that happening, 90% of the population of the United States is gone. Did. Lord Jesus talked about that, did he not? Matthew 24, Luke 21, you know. No flesh would be saved, you see. Now let me read out of, before I do that, I want to talk about somebody tonight. Lord Jesus, and if you'll all pray with me a little bit. Lord Jesus, there is our favorite grandmother, the one down in the Florida area who's now had to go in and is facing some possibilities that are not good, or they could be benign or they could be bad. But Lord Jesus, let me say this. Will you go to this woman? This is the woman that you saved from being attacked by the meth head who was coming in her car to steal her purse, and she fought tooth and nail and asked you and said, Lord Jesus, help me now. I'm going to keep my purse, you Mr. Bad Guy. And at that point is when out of the clear blue comes the white guy who was the old prison guard. It comes the young black guy and the young Hispanic man, and they grab that bad guy, the methamphetamine, and they popped him down to the ground. The old prison guard pulled him out. She kept her purse, and then by golly, that guy went on to jail where he needed to be with no deal, nothing. Well, let me say this to you, Lord. Lord, you know who I'm talking about, because she is recuperating somewhere on the Palm Coast with relatives tonight. And I will say this, Lord Jesus, will you provide our favorite grandmother the medical miracles that she might need? Provide her the medical miracles and restore her, Lord Jesus, in your name I pray. She is strong with you, and she's been through the hurricanes and lost her house, and she's fought the meth head guy looking for her purse and all kind of things. And at the same time, she's been strong and been your advocate, Lord Jesus. Come to her tonight, Lord Jesus, and provide her with medical miracles. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I've been watching the gold and silver. It seems to be going up a bit. That's a tip-off that something's, you know, about ready to happen or whatever. Now, I've read to you from this book in the past, Civil War II, The Coming Breakup of America, by Thomas W. Chittum, Chittum. It was written, and this guy was somebody that was a rifleman in the old in the old days, rifleman in the United States Army in Vietnam, 65 to 66. Then he was a rifleman in the Rhodesian territorials in the early 70s and a rifleman in the Croatian Army in 91 and 92. And he was a computer programmer for most of his adult life. Now he's a writer. Then at the time he lived in rural New Jersey. I don't know if they're still open or whatever it is, but this was published by American Eagle Publications Incorporated in Sholo, Arizona. I don't know if the phone number or anything is still good, but you could look up American Eagle Publications, Inc., P.O. Box 1507, Sholo, Arizona, 85901. That's who was the original publisher. It was in 1996, but I'm going to tell you, it's been invaluable since then because you can see all the stuff getting ready to happen. And if you understand the demon commie rats and what they're up to do, they're not trying to get rid of Trump. They're trying to change an entire system and turn it into a communist system and a Luciferian system. So let me tell you what, we're in the terrorist phase, phase two of the Civil War right now. It's the acceleration of foundational phase trends such as in tribalization, imperial conversion, and the conversion of America into a third world nation. Just ask the people in California. Got a big, nice home or a nice rural property up in there, and without the lights on and stuff, you got major trouble, you know? Except the old stagecoach stop folks. They're set up pretty doggone good, and a lot of others up there, too. And I know that the scholar Temecula's got some items that he's got at the ready, and a whole lot of people, other ones as well. I bet my old friends in Topanga Canyon and a whole lot of places do, too. And I'm going to tell you, there's going to be increasingly frequent tribal riots, some featuring multiple-day extension barricades, heavy weapons, possibly. Increasing formation of ethnic militias, armed cults, and gangs. Increasing talk of secession and second civil war by both the establishment and anti-establishment groups and individuals. 7 to 8 out of 10 in the latest polls are saying that. Increasing communist of terrorist bombing, sabotage, and other acts of violence against the government, but it's also against the people as well, as in the Muslims that are stabbing everybody all over the world and going after and throwing people's heads into train cars in New York and all that kind of stuff. Steady rise of tribal violence as individuals and small groups increasingly attack persons of other ethnic groups. There it is, small-scale ethnic cleansing, as merchants and homeowners and others are driven out of areas in which they are not the race of a majority of the inhabitants. Or if they're not wanting to have a store front where there's 10,000 street people sleeping in the street in tents and stuff and throwing needles out in the street going number one and number two on the front doorstep of your real nice jewelry store or your hair salon or whatever. And then we're going to have the demographic and political reconquista of the Southwest. Mexican politicians will call for the return of their Southwest. We've already had all this massive migration stuff, all the caravans, all that. That's been a war. That's already been going on. The first food riots in cities as the government attempts to shut off welfare. The cities and suburbs will begin to divide into ethnic enclaves with walls, gates, and guards. These are the things that are getting ready to happen, ladies and gentlemen. Some of them already are. Some of them are there, but you can't really necessarily notice what's going on quite yet. The fragmenting and politicizing of the military, covert and overt racial factions will become common. Our military will come to resemble the old Soviet military at the affirmative action officers, politicize it by purging conservative whites and promoting minorities and radical whites. That's already taken place. The military's racial composition will shift to mostly minority, especially that portion of the military that conducts ground operations. The Army and Marines, because these two branches are vital to actually controlling America. The military will increase operations that will give it experience in operating governments, such as the operations they did in Haiti, Bosnia, and Somalia. Such operations will desensitize the military to the eventual military takeover of the United States of America. The true and ultimate and only real point of all these takeovers of foreign countries. These are just some of the things, but I'm going to tell you, we got after that the guerrilla warfare phase. And that is getting ready to happen. In Mexico, they're in a period of chaos. Civil war, starvation, cross-border guerrilla raids from Mexico will occur somewhat to support the Mexican government. Full-time guerrilla bands will appear in the southwest and other areas. That's already started to happen. Car and truck bombs will become commonplace. Assassination of police officers, minor politicians will become common. That's already starting to happen. They're killing police, you know, all the time now. And it's not just because of abuse or anything like that. It's just, it's hunting. Establishment will acquiesce to gangs and militia control of some areas, which are dark, but unofficially abandoned by the police and the military. That's already happened in some areas in Chicago. Why go if you can't go in there and do anything, you know? New York City, same kind of way. Multiple day tribal riots, barricades, and sieges of police stations will become common. That will be coming up here pretty shortly. Gangs will become primarily political in their goals and shifts in the paramilitary order. Well, you remember I've told you many times there was a gang peace summit back in the 90s held in Kansas City in the center of the country. And being in this area, I kind of got some of the tips about it. And that was the time period where some in the federal government talked to the gang leaders and they made a gang peace if they would sort of slow their roll on the drive-by shooting, which back then was in California in particular, the Crip and Blood Wars and all of that were just incredibly every night in the news, you know, things. And then all over the United States, drive-by, 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 killing everybody and the dog in the drive-by shootings. Well, they stopped that for a while, and then guarantee was that they would give them money, the gangs, and they would give them arms, and at the time was right, they would bring them back out onto the streets to attack and let them go after the rich areas and the middle-class areas of the city and go after and get and grab whatever they want and just let it go up for grabs. And then at that point, the utilities would be shut off. Can you imagine they shut up all the utilities in California tomorrow? What would happen? Can you imagine Watts, Downey, Compton? Can you imagine that? Or even down there on the border with my old buddy down there on the old Mr. Special K down there near the borderline south of, you know, San Diego. Or anyway, it doesn't make any difference. But can you imagine, you know, Bordeños, the Sueños, all of the different Ninos and all of the different Crip blood gangs, all of the different stuff and the Vietnamese gangs and all of the things go up for grab in L.A. and San Francisco. I mean, they can just, you know, walk across the Bay Bridge into Contra Costa, you know, and there goes Walnut, what is it, Walnut Grove or Walnut Creek or whatever, and, you know, the El Diablo up in there in that area, all where all the golf courses and stuff around that mountain. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this thing is going to go wild weasel, and when it does, it's going to go in other parts of the country as well, okay? If you do not have on the hoof in your home, if you do not have food for your family, but yet you've got a 401k or you've got a IRA or you've got a big stock market account or a big savings account or whatever, but if you haven't taken the time to try to put back, if you could, you know, a year's supply of food for a family of four or two or three or five or whatever it is you got, then you don't have the ability to get that at the last minute because it doesn't exist. And there's a large number of the foods that are being put on sale by a lot of these companies that are selling it. And you can get some good deals right now, like Augustin Farms, okay? They've got up to 80% off. I know that a lot of people sell these stuff. The Mountain House, the people who sell Mountain House, Augustin Farms, Alpenaire, all the different things. Just look them up on the internet, but also try to find them local. Because if you can go and buy some of the stuff locally at a somewhere around there that you've got a supplier, you know. I know like in Gardena, California, you got like somebody like Major Surplus and Supply. There's one for California. You got in Tennessee, you got the Ready Made Resources there, you know. In the mountains there in Tennessee, you got a whole lot of places like that. And then you got the Gander Mountains, you got the Bass Pros, the Cabela's, the Academies, all the different things, and heck, even Costco and sometimes the Walmarts have got it now. But the fact is, go out and get as much of the long-term storage food. Now on this air, I talk about buy another can of chunky soup. And people say, well, Hawk, that's terrible food, and you know you're just going to blah, 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 you know. But the fact of the matter is, I say that because I have in mind out there somebody who doesn't have the ability to do anything else, somebody who doesn't have the credit card or the amount or who's on Social Security or who's a little old lady or somebody out there who you can buy or maybe a college student, okay, or just somebody who's, you know, not making down big money. But they need to prepare that an extra can of chunky soup will give you one more ration per person per day. So if you can get, and you got four people, you got mommy and daddy and two kids, if you could get four extra cans, then that's four more days your family can eat. So I use that as an example. I know most of you know that, but some apparently don't. So I have to just spell it out sometimes. I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, we're getting very close to all of this right now. And you want to keep old Hawk on the air, and I hope you do. You can reach me by email, radiohawk777@hotmail.com. And I try to answer a lot of different ones. And then I'm getting a lot of new listeners, which is very, very nice at this stage of the game. Brother Quail put me on years ago after I was a guest on his show one time. He then had me up to take one of his nights. And that's what we used to do. And then he basically turned over his show to me the two nights that he was still on his network, because he said I was the guy that got it. And I could cover the bases from his Giants to what's happening with the, you know, the mighty men and women of valor in space, the breakaway type groups, the military, all the different things, and the, you know, and the preparations and all of it. And Steve was nice enough to say that to me when he turned it over. So I've been here ever since, thanks to the grace of God and then to the nice listeners out there. You want to keep me on, you can reach me by mail, Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356. Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208, Hawk, H-A-W-K, Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And I'll tell you what, if you can, if there's anything you can put in the envelope or in the card, it would be most welcome and most needed. Federal Reserve notes, silver dollar, silver quarter, silver dime, piece of gold, ounce of silver, whatever it is. Easiest, very good to do. Check, money order, just fine. Make it out to Hawk, H-A-W-K. And I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, as I told you, Steve Quayle has got, for I believe, $10 a month. You can get information that he's not putting else out in other places. And you can go to his website, stevequayle.com, and click on the banner for Q-Files 2.0. And I'll tell you what, you can click on there and you can get on and order that, his new Q-Files 2.0 package there that he does, I believe, once a week at least, maybe more than once. Or you can call them at 406 586-4840. 406-586-4840. If you get Steve or his son Tyler, if you get his very capable manager, Daryl, a good buddy of mine, an old buddy, Daryl, who's a great big guy, by the way. You tell him he's tall, big, and strong, and you tell him that old Hawk sent you. And while you're at it there, you might want to get those DVDs from the last Branson conference, because I'm going to tell you what, you're going to learn things that you don't know, and that would be a blessing. You could show it to your family on a Friday night or Saturday night, and it would still keep the kids interesting because it's a whole other subject. And maybe something that you might watch anyway, like you're watching the History Channel or, Expeditions Unknown or one of those kind of shows. Show them the real stuff that Brother Quayle put together down there in Branson with all the wonderful speakers down there. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you, I do not think that this thing will abate. I think it will keep going and it will ratchet up and keep the ratcheting up. I think that the Gog-Magog war will be on like Donkey Kong here before too long. And we've already seen how Russia and now Turkey are grabbing together. And then Syria, obviously, with them and all of that. Arabs will go in with them. The United States is playing games with the Saudis. But eventually, they're all going to, those people are going to come for Israel when the eagle gets knocked out of the box. How do you knock the eagle out of the box? You don't have to hit every major city with nuclear weapons, or although they have those, but you can pop two, pop, pop, and even have old little Kim do it, you know, out of the satellites. Nobody knew where they came from, and then kaboom, they're in continuous orbit over the center of the United States. And if they knock everything out and the cars are become a parking lot on I-40 or I-70 or I-80 or the I-10 or the I-5 or wherever it is, I-90, wherever you might be, okay? Or I-57, you know, wherever it is, I-24. I'm just thinking of all the different ones, I-44, you know, that I've been down those roads a lot of times, or even old Route 66. And it's all a parking lot. Then I'm going to tell you what, you need to start thinking about building your own little group of, how should we call them? Like they used to call them in World War II, when they put them together, like old Ian Fleming put his 30 commando group together, and then eventually they started calling them like special engineering groups and things like that. Well, you need your old special engineering group. You need your old, reserve of the crustaceans or whatever group. And if you get some guys that got bulldozers and dump trucks and grain trucks and tractors and school buses and all that kind of stuff, or maybe some real fast Peterbilts that you can put a nice big screen up in front of the radiators and stuff on them. And I'm going to tell you what, you got people that might have a small aircraft, or that they may have ultralights or what have you, or got side-by-sides and dune buggies and all kind of stuff. Well, you better start getting them outfitted. I would also tell you out there, unequivocally, if you're in a household out there and you have no firearm in your household, then you should take steps to acquire a firearm for defense of your family and your household, your food, and all your items. And that you should get, if you can, a 12-gauge pump shotgun, or even just a .22 rifle, a small handgun that shoots .22 or .38 or .357 or 9mm, whatever it might be. But if you had a shotgun, a rifle, and a pistol or revolver, then that would be the items that you would need to defend yourself. And then if you've got three firearms like that, you've got at least three people who can shoot with you. You know, two others and you can shoot. You can have a nice bolt action hunting rifle, nothing wrong with that. And to get you a decent scope where you can see down the road. And it's better to take care of them out at 500 yards or 1,000 yards or 700 yards. Or if you're like old Mickey LaPool, he can clip them out there pretty good, out 1,200, 1,300 yards, no trouble. And there's even some that got old Ronnie Baird specials, you know. them old Ronnie Barrett specials and some of them guys also carry them old Big 50 Desert Eagles, you know, because they like that 50, you know. And that stuff will just go right through a truck and go right through the radiator and the block, whole nine yards, you know. So if you're out there and they're out there about, what, I don't know, 3,000 yards or 1,500 yards, 2,000 yards, you probably can still hit them. You got a good scope. Just got to, you know, adjust for the windage a little bit, what have you, and the haze, you know. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm saying that you should get firearms. You should get a lot of ammunition. And a minimum I would think would be get whatever you can. You know, a minimum would be, you know, just like after at the outset, get a box of ammo for the pistol or the revolver, you know, 25 or 50 rounds, and then get you, you know, a few boxes of 12-gauge shotgun shells or 20-gauge or whatever you got. If you've got a 30-06 or a 308 or a 270 or, you know, whatever the caliber of the rifle is, then you need, you know, 50, 100 rounds of that minimum. I should tell you that for purposes of defense, you should probably have a minimum of 1,000 rounds per firearm. But get whatever you can up front at the beginning so that you can go into action. Now, why do you want that? Because if you have a horde of crazy, demonically crazed killers that are going to come to take whatever you got out of your house and to use your family for, you know what, any purposes and behead you or them or after they have their will, you know, with them, well, then I'm going to tell you what, it's time to lay the other guy down and he can go visit his Lucifer and he can go down to hell and go down there a little quicker, you know. Because eventually the archangels of the Lord Jesus are going to come and they're going to jerk the tares out. But you also have the power and the dominion over scorpions and serpents. And if somebody gets to looking like a serpent coming after you and a scorpion, then what you do is you just lay them down and retire the sign, you know. Career dissipation. Nina, 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 Nina. Like the old East German siren, you know. Pow, pow. Get rid of them. And go back to guarding your house and eating your food and having a campfire, whatever it is you're doing. I'm going to tell you, that is the story of what's good and ready to happen in this country. And you need to start thinking about it. If you have a lot of money in a, you know, stock account or 401 or something like that, and you do not have your supply of food, you do not have nuclear, biological, and chemical gear, a gas mask with all the proper NBC filters, Tyvek F suits or better, the booties, the hoodie, the heavy-duty chemical-type gloves and chemical boots. If you do not have the water filtration like the Berkey's or the Katadyn's or the Pure's or all the different good brands that you can get, where you're the ones that you need, if you can get them, are the ones that will get rid of the bacteria, the cysts, the parasites, and the viruses, okay? So it's got to be a small filter and also the chemicals. Now, I'm redundant on that. I bought different ones over the years, and I bought extra filters. But I'm going to tell you what, I've got the ones with the black belt Berkey filters and the Berkey Light, which is a good one to get. If you got big families or you got a whole group around you there that, you know, you got a cold sack with you, then get one of them bigger Imperial styles, but get the black Berkey filters because they will take care of the chemicals as well. I also have, just for the sake of it, I've got a K-9 combi that I can use in a pack as I go down the road. But I'll tell you, if I was permanently going down the road, I'm going to take the Berkey with me, the Berkey Light, some kind of way, form, or fashion. I've got other kind of items and ideas just to tell you. If you do not have the ability to use a truck or a car, and if all that's gone and maybe the electronic brain box is knocked out and you don't have one in the old Faraday cage you can put back in and get it started again. You can also get these carts, you know, these carts that are for hauling game out of the woods, you know, like you got an elk or a big deer or something, a mule deer. They'll haul with the extra, you know, kits you can get to haul up to 600-700 pounds. The idea is basically what the old Indians would call and the French would call the travois, or travois, okay? T-R-A-V-O-I-S, travois, okay? And it's like you're going to drag the stuff out, flash your food and your ammo and your different items to it and take it out on one of these carts. You can also get the little red wagon, you know, whatever it is you got. If you got a horse, I'm going to tell you, sharpsaddles.com, sharpsaddles.com. You got horses, you got mules, you need saddles, you need panniers, you need saddlebags, you need scabbards for your rifle, you need a skin knife or a fat knife or a little boot knife. You need a holster for your pistol. You need a canteen, like maybe you'd like a Western canteen, and maybe you want it imprinted with an old hawk holding a K-bar or something like that on the front of it. You know what I'm saying? Then you can call old sharpsaddles.com, get on the internet, sharpsaddles.com, sharpsaddles.com, and put you in an order quick and tell them to make it pronto quick. This stuff's getting ready to happen. Now, ladies and gentlemen, there's a good shout-out to a whole lot of people out there. Interestingly enough, getting people out of Canada coming on and listening again. We're getting a lot more out of there. Let's see. I was trying to think of what the little town up there in Ontario is. Let me see here if I've got it listed here somewheres. Bowmanville, Ontario. God bless you up in there. Thank you for all you do. I'll tell you, the old highway people, all the good folks out of all the different places, Perry, Dunlap, the Young, the Dakotas, all the different items. We're getting a lot of we got our old Buffalo gal up there, thinks I'm just funny, and she likes the way I put my old goofy sentences and words together because she laughs and gets a laugh as well as gets prepared. We got Dennis and Murrieta, got scholars in Temecula, and we got all kind of places, Rochester, Minnesota, you know. We got in the Wasatch there, you know. We got all kind of people out there, and you'll be amazed because I'm just going to tell you right now. Here's one, old Glen Cove, New York. And there's the old one up on High Cut Road in Maine, you know. And the old Cucamonga survivor and the old gang from Mars Hill. And the old gang from Charlotte and Lake Junaluska down there, too. A lot of Carolina folk. Well, anyway, you are the people that in your area are who work for Lord Jesus. So you can be the person that when time comes, you can stand. Now, it might not be that you're the person that is the fighter out in the street or out in the woods or on the waterfront or wherever it is you at or in the street war in the cities, but you can be the supply sergeant. You can be the person that's got an extra can of chunky soup, who's got cans of coffee, where you can portion out a little sum for somebody and give them a nice hot cup of coffee after they bought and cleared out the riprap from your whole area, then show them a good turn and cook them a meal. You know, give them a piece of a pile of bread or some crackers or, you know, a little poke salad or some kind of salad with the dandelions in it or whatever. Maybe some edible flowers that you might grow in your window box. But you can put back items and keep putting back and to start thinking about yourself. Is that if all of the bank would wet, who would be the rich people? It'd be those that had a whole warehouse full of Mountain House, a whole warehouse full of pork and beans, a whole warehouse full of Spam, a whole warehouse full of roast beef or corned beef hash, whole roast beef or whole warehouse full of SpaghettiOs, and you know what I'm saying, Progresso soups, the whole nine yards. You know, mixed vegetables, pears, peaches, applesauce, whatever it might be. Those that got screws, nails. If you just think about a general store, and if you just took some out, and you first of all, if you took, let's say you've got that, the magic number they always talk about, you know, 400,000 to 500,000 in your 401k, you worked hard for a corporation somewhere, but you don't have the food or something like that. Well, then by golly, get you a year supply of Mountain House or Alpenair, Augustin Farms or whatever. Throw in some Yoder's bacon and, you know, chicken and beef chunks, and you'll be blessed by it. And I'll tell you, you get that going, and you get your NBC gear. You get some rounds for your firearm, your ammunition, you know, and you get your firearm squared away. And then there's other items, long-handled underwear, extra underwear, boots, insulated waterproof boots, I've even worn the 200-gram thin slate in the summertime because that's all right, too. And then, you know, it doesn't hurt for each person to have about a dozen pairs of socks. I told you about a great sock at, it's number 738 stock number, I believe, at, you know, Bass Pro, and it's called the Diabetic Sock. It's greeny black color, and it's merino wool. That is the best doggone sock I've ever felt or had on. And it won't squeeze your ankles or cut your circulation off like a lot of these new socks do. And the wool is good and will wear well and take you down the road, and it can be darned, okay? Lost art. But ladies and gentlemen, we've got to be serious about that. Harbor Freight has got all of these generators, but I would also tell you to get, they've got those 100-watt solar panels, you know, kits that have a couple basic 12-volt lights to them, a small charge controller, and all the cables and wires and stuff you need. That right there can charge a battery. That right there can keep you up to snuff. You can charge a car battery. You can charge the 3-in-1, 4-in-1 battery jump starter, air your tires up. You can charge up your inverter. You can charge up a whole lot of things. Those lights and lanterns that you plug in and get them all charged up. You can run a 12-volt coffee maker on the doggone thing, you know. You can do a whole lot of stuff. The other thing is, believe Lord Jesus in Matthew 25 when he tells you that, you know, they basically are telling you Matthew 25 that wise virgins had the lamps, they had their extra oil and their extra wicks and the whole nine yards ready to go. You can calculate a burn time on a Dietz Jupiter type lantern or whatever the size you got. Or those Petromax lanterns, which will run on just about everything. They're out of Germany. Those silver or brass ones where you can run them on just about any kind of oil or even unleaded in some cases. But you do those outside. But, you know, whatever you've got, you calculate the burn time and you figure out how many hours of light you want at night. And you calculate and multiply that out times 365 days. And maybe that's the amount of oil that you need minimal, okay? Because you don't know the exact date when the bridegroom is coming. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to say this to you again. There's power in the blood of Jesus. There is power in the blood of Jesus, and that is the key to surviving this. Our Father who art in heaven sent his only begotten Son down here to come to this planet, to come to earth, and he had to die on the cross and then rise from the dead to then be able to take away your sins and wash them away with his grace. Ask him to come into your heart. Tell him and get off your sins to him. Tell him and repent of your sins. Ask him to come into your heart to be your Savior, you know. It's the best deal in town. You got nothing else to do than do that. And you might think, well, I'm so you know, bad, I'm so evil, I'm so this, so that, he'll start to wash you clean in layers, and it just keeps going. Keep praying to him. Keep praising him. Keep saying the Lord's Prayer. Do the imprecatory prayers, like Brother Quayle's talking about. Yeah. The Psalms are, in a sense, imprecatory prayers. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I see and hear you and can sense you out there, and I can see you huddled around the kitchen table and drinking a cup of coffee. I can see you out on the back porch listening. I can see you have it on in the old barn, you know, or in the basement while you're doing something else. Or you've got it on your little phone or whatever, and you're riding down the road, you got it playing. Well, let me tell you something. I'm with you out here. The Lord Jesus is with you, and he loves you, and he is strong with you, and you be strong with him. And you stand up to protect him, and you stand with him against evil. Protect your family. Protect your Bill of Rights. Protect your home and your property, all right? And don't go into the loose period night without a fight. I'm going to tell you, don't do it. Be your own general store. You want to know who wins in the end? It's who's got the commodities. Why do you think the Red Chinese? Why do you think that in terms of banks, the Germans have bought gold for the first time in the last 20 years? Buying as much gold as they can get, the Red Chinese. I've had agents in the United States since the 90s buying all the physical gold and silver they can get their hands on. They sometimes, back to the day, I remember when the stuff was rocking and rolling for a while on that they would come in and they would have a guy pull up in a fancy car with a Zero Halliburton briefcase full of cash. He'd go into the big, coin dealer, or bullion dealer, or the big, usually a lot of times it's a pawnbroker too, you know, who does that. And he'd ask him, how much silver you got on hand? How much gold? On the hook. And he'd say, well, why do you want to know? Because I'm going to offer you cash for it right now and take it all off your hands. Don't go into their loose period and have that fight. May any man and women of outer strength blows against the loose periods. Ben Dingle Rangers, I know you're ready. And old Mickey. Mickey LaPool, I know you're out there, brother. Keep your eye on the optics, Mickey, and squeeze that trigger. Don't let them come and get you, your family, and I know you won't.